Welcoming onto the program, Jodie Rimmer and Tereira. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Hi.
Now, the end of the apostrophe society's bad news. Do I mean there are plural apostrophe societies, or that it is indeed bad news that the society is closing down? All to illustrate, the apostrophe is really cool. And
the apostrophe is cool.
But you know, I mean, people do really get a bee in their bonnet about the apostrophe, don't they?
They do. John Richards, 96, he got a bee in his bonnet about the apostrophe,
sure,
so much so that he started the Apostrophe Protection Society in 2001, and it's gone all the way through to now, but he's basically conceded that it was a losing battle. He said, at 96, I'm cutting back on my activities. I reckon he does deserve a rest.
Yeah, I think he does too, but how interesting that he created, you know, the apostrophe's own society. Does any other punctuation have its own society?
Oh, air quotes? I don't know. Inappropriate use of air quotes.
Exactly. The semicolon.
Semicolon and colon probably do deserve one. There would be a generation of people, I imagine, who don't even know what a semicolon is. And a colon is simply something that food passes through.
Exactly. I love a semicolon. I'm a big fan. You know, a society, it's such a funny word in itself. In fact, I'm used to societies closing down. I was part of the New Zealand Wine Society, which, in fact, I had a job there, but we got bought out recently by Countdown. So I'm actually used to societies closing down. So what I suggest to John is to have a couple of wines, really, and to let go.
You should start the New Zealand Wine Society, like wine with an H. It's like we're just a society of people like us who get together and just complain.
I think I do that unofficially anyway. That usually happens on a Saturday night about 8 o'clock. But yes,
you'd be into that, Lynn. You could open the Wellington chapter.
If I drank alcohol, absolutely, I'd be there.
No, wine, like wine with an H, like having like a whinge, not a whinge, but a wine society. And then you get all these people coming along expecting a wine tasting, but instead it's just people sitting around moaning.
I think if you read the editorial. If you read the editorial in most newspapers, I think you'll find that the Wine Society is already in play.
There's no official membership. It just is.
I think it's called Facebook. There's a lot of whining going on there. Yeah.
But nonetheless, for those of you who are apostrophe fans, particularly in the use of the correct usage, the society's given up. Maybe you could email John, 96. I don't know if he's on the email. I think he is.
I actually heard him. I heard him on World Watch, and he was really genuine. And I personally am very fond of the apostrophe, and I do take it very seriously.
Yeah, I do. Was it the whole spelling thing? People have given up.
Well, that's what he says.
Yeah.
Ignorance has won, as I say.
It's bliss, though, isn't it?
It's sad, though. It's a day of mourning.
Indeed. Now, a bear is blamed for a heck of a lot of damage to a car. What happened here?
Multiple cars. I don't know what you're concerned about. If you park a car somewhere, I don't often think, gee, I hope I get back to my car and it hasn't been eaten by a bear. Doesn't often happen where I live in West Auckland. But nonetheless, some people have been parking their car at a little island air terminal parking spot in Alaska. And then they're returning and they're finding that the car's at the broken windows, ripped seats, caved in roofs. What could possibly have caused this damage? Giveaway, silly bear left its little muddy bear prints all through the car.
But I think these people are used to it happening if there's food in the vehicle, because obviously the bear is after something and they can smell it. But what they have been noticing is it's been happening with the cars that are completely empty, nothing inside. But I think what the bears are saying is they're angry. They want food to be in there.
They do.
So they're actually, this is an angry bear making some sort of rebellious statement.
Because it is, you're not supposed to have any food. We tramped through some parts of America where there were kind of bears and things, and you're supposed to put your food in a box and lift it up into the thing, and you're not supposed to sleep in the clothes that you cooked food in. But we were New Zealanders, and we only had one change of clothes, and we only had one like a tinfoil survival blanket, one of them for three of us. And so we just basically lay next to each other, wrapped in our food clothes, like human sardines, all night, just going, do you think we're going to be eaten by a bear?
So kiwi. But no, I did see an interview with a bear, and the reason he said that he broke into a car because one of the license plates didn't have an apostrophe.
On the apostrophe front, sorry to harp on, but we've had a listener saying, we're lost, W-E apostrophe E, we are lost, we're lost. See, that's one to think about, isn't it?
Have I got a society for them to join? I'm going to start this. I'm going to begin a Facebook page. Look, the best thing about the bear story is that I discovered there are people who are Alaska wildlife troopers. Like, so is that like a police force for animals?
Yes, absolutely.
Why is there not a cartoon about this?
Well, yes. I mean, they'd need them there. I mean, look at what's going on in the car park. Having said that, I mean, I've left my car overnight in the West Field car park and I've come back to some pretty unpleasant sights. So, yeah. you know, each to their own.
I did want to talk about, because I mentioned this to the listeners earlier, the world's first restaurant serving plain food. Just doesn't feel like a winner to me.
You want to be careful again if we're going to go with pronunciation and usage. So airplane food, it's just opposed to plain food. It's not a restaurant where you go to where there is no seasoning on the food. Airline food, I think, has to be quite heavily seasoned. And I wonder if... So my question is, I've read a lot about airline food because I love it.
So
I love plain food. And so when you're in the air, your taste buds are different. So they've got to kind of... It's quite hard to do the food. So I wonder if they should use the same recipe that they do for the actual planes on the ground and whether we would in fact find the food overly seasoned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the thing about being in a plane, an airplane, and receiving airplane food is that it's free. Well, most of the time it's free. Most of the time it's free. And there's something about free food that just tastes better. So free food at, you know, at a large height, then it's even better.
Gosh, there's an entry. Should be a door fee to get in, and then your food is free. And the best thing about it is you'll order something, and then something else will turn up, and they go, "Oh, sorry, we're out of that one."
Exactly. I think the children actually get quite good food. I've been known to borrow heavily from my son's plate.
I love a little thing. I hope that this particular restaurant has got like quite you have to sit at really small tables that are on the back of other people's chairs, and just as your food comes, the other people lean their chairs back.
Exactly. And that there's a whole lot of germs around because there's something about being in a plane where I just know I'm really amongst it. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. So for me, flying in a plane and eating plain food, I have to really push myself to the next level.
Well, then you'll be buying the United Airlines cookbook so you can make airline food at home, Jodie.
Yes, absolutely. I can't think of anything better than airline food at home.
She does strike me, and I've known Jodie for a long time, as the kind of person who thinks, what am I going to do this weekend? I'm going to whip up some airline meals, freeze them, and then just whenever I feel like something, I can just pull out a little pre-frozen airline meal, put it in the microwave.
I love a frozen meal.
So, if anyone is actually interested, so United has put one out, Southwest put one out called Feel the Spirit, Savour the Fare, and I think Delta Airlines did one on first class meals because their meals are slightly more lavish than those of us down in the back.
Yeah, I've actually never flown first class, so I'd love to know what the food is like up the front.
Oh, I did fly business once.
Did
and
you?
Some of the best little lamb chops I've ever had in my life.
Fantastic.
Delicious. But you never want to do that because if you don't then get to continue flying,
exactly.
It's just like,
it's ruined.
It's ruined.
Yeah.
Now, one of you picked a story about celebrities coming out in support of early childhood teachers.
Yes, I was with the lovely Karen O'Leary, who of course plays Officer Leary, or Constable Leary, I believe, in Wellington Paranormal, the fabulous TVNZ show. And she is a force to be reckoned with. She's a wonderful actor, but of course she also works as an ECE. She's an ECE teacher. She, in fact, is the head teacher at Adelaide Kindergarten. She's wonderful. And we got accosted by her recently to help with her campaign. It's a fantastic campaign because ECE teachers get paid even less than primary school teachers.
I didn't even know that was possible.
I know, right? And part of this too...
But think of the joy they have experiencing all those children every day. I mean, that's priceless.
Isn't it? But one of the things I love about this campaign is it's actually, of course, trying to raise awareness for better pay for them. But also what it points to is some of the gifts that these ECE teachers receive around the time of Christmas, including slimming tea, nipple cream, even if the teacher's not pregnant, an extension cord, endless chocolates, scented candles. I mean, for me, I always give our teachers a bottle of wine.
Do you? Is it a square bottle? Like, very quickly, I think we're nearly out of time, but this is the greatest innovation ever. It's a flat bottle of wine. It's designed to go through your letterbox in the UK, and it's designed not only so that it can be delivered through the letterbox, but it will eliminate lots of missed deliveries.
Yes, exactly. And so nothing will be smashed anymore, you know.
Eco-friendly, lateral thinking. Thank you both so much, Jodie Rimmer and Tereda.